All right, we're back. Let's get those cameras on, folks. Who's got to stay in power to see this thing through? There you go. All right, these are big questions. These are really, really big questions that I'm asking you, and they're very important questions. See, I have a belief that if you don't ask these hard questions, if nobody ever asks you these questions, you could literally spend 10 years of your life headed in the wrong direction. And many times we need to do a 180, man. We need somebody to come along and go, hey, how satisfied are you with what you're getting right now? Is it working? People tell all the time, well, I'm doing this, I'm good. And I'm like, well, is it working for you? No, it's not working. Okay. How committed are you? On a scale of 1 to 10, how serious are you about this? This is what I ask people. Okay. What are the consequences if you don't take action on this? See, I've got a guy I'm thinking of right now who's got a dream. He's got a lot of talent. He's got a big engine and he's got a dream. He's doing something and making good money doing it. And when we talk in a relaxed setting, he'll say, you know, I really want to do this. And one day I said to him, and I said, man, you're going to wake up 10 years from today and you're never going to be any closer to doing your dream. You're never going to be any closer to using your talents this way. You have got to get into action toward this. And here's how I said it. You got to take action toward your B, or we'll be having these questions. See, Bezos had the regret minimization framework. And he would take himself till he was 80 years old and he would ask himself, if I don't do this, will I regret it? And there's two types of regrets. If only I would have done something. If only I would have taken action. If only I would have got in the game. If only I would have taken step. If only I'd have got the who's I needed. Then there's at least I got off the bench. At least I got in the room with the right people. At least I took action. Which of those would you rather have? See, I'd rather have at least I tried to push toward this thing. So this is why this is a big, very important part, because what we're really about to move into is what I call the GoPro part, the decision part, the killing something off part, the moving forward part. Okay. So let's bring some people up and let's work through some of these questions for some breakthroughs. So let's see some breakthroughs that people had. Raise your digital hand and tell us, here's the question I want to tackle. What are the consequences if you don't take action on these goals? See, I believe this opens your mind. Spending a day with me does not change your life. Reading my book will not change your life. Being coached by me over a period of time can change your life. Being mentored by me can change your life. Working closely with me can change your life. Me being in your life on a consistent basis. I didn't just show up one day with my basketball players and win championships. I spent 5.5 hours a day with them for 4 years. Okay, that's what changes a life. Not reading the book. I didn't read the 7 Habits and it changed my life. I read the 7 Habits and it opened my mind. Then I went to get certified in the 7 Habits. Then I studied under Covey for 7 years. That changed my life. The commitment changed my life, not the exposure. Very important thing for us to remember here, okay? All right, let's bring up some folks who want to share what are the consequences here. So Caleb, I see a few key people here. Is that Kim? Kim, why don't you come up and tell us what your big breakthrough is and what's the consequence of you not taking action?
All right. Can you hear me?
We can.
All right. So I have two. So one is that I won't have my 4 walls of security.
Okay.
And then my other one is I won't be able to help my mom through her life-changing event that's going on right now.
Wow. So see, there's big consequences. Yes or no? See, in life, I tell people this, either your B is greater than your comfort or your comfort is greater than your B. If your B is big enough, you're willing to take action on the B, or you're just going to stay where you're at and be comfortable and stay where you're at. And we can have this talk today or we can have it 6 months from today. Nothing's going to change until you change it, right? What I tell you self-improvement is I become aware, I change a behavior, changes a neural pathway in the brain. I improve. If not, I just keep doing what I'm doing. Okay. Raise those digital hands. I'm going to start calling on some folks. Okay. Don't make me run you around the parking lot. Okay. All right. Let's see who we got there. Rob Challenger. Rob, good to see you on this today. Rob's part of one of my programs called What's Next out of Texas. Rob, tell us what your big breakthrough was there.
Well, Coach, I don't even like to say it out loud, but the consequence, if nothing changes, is that I will have accepted the mediocrity.
Yeah, that's awesome. Listen to what he said. I will have accepted the mediocrity. At some point in life, you have got to say to yourself, I am done with this. I'm done with playing at this level. Okay. I remember sitting in a game when I was 25 years old with my team, watching another team win a championship. And I was just sitting there like, I'm over this. And I told my players, get up. We're leaving right now. And they were like, what are we doing, Coach? Why are we leaving? And I'm like, we're never coming back to watch somebody else win. I'm done with this. We're moving to a championship level. And it starts by a decision that we're making. Here's what I know about adults and kids. They know when they're playing below their potential. I don't have to tell them. Jim Cribbs can say, look, man, I'm playing below where I'm supposed to be playing. What I need is a structure. What I need is a prey drive. What I need is this. What I need is this. Okay, who? Remember, after today, we're replacing the question how. Yes or no? We're no longer going to go, I don't know how to do something. I don't know how to do something. We're now going to replace that question with what? Who can help me? See, for years I've said, you know, I don't know how to raise capital. I don't know how to raise capital. I feel like I could raise a lot of capital. I don't know how to raise capital. And then the more I think about it, like, man, I know all kinds of people who know how to raise capital. Who can help me do this? Who? Not how. Okay. These are breakthroughs. Okay. Give me one more breakthrough. Let's see who we got there. Let's call on somebody we haven't called on. Marceline, is that Marceline? Is that, am I saying that correctly? Marceline, come on up and tell us what your breakthrough is from today.
Oh, I'm really thrilled to be here. First of all, I've gotten so much out of this. So I think this really cements that this is the time for me to take action.
That's right. Good for you.
I'm 82 years old. I have huge dreams and purposes led to realize in my life. I'm hoping I have another 10, 12 years to realize all these things. And I needed this. This was like a good kick in the boot to help me move forward. I'm looking forward to talking to your team. Yep. I need support on structure. I know a lot of things I should do, but I do get overwhelmed with how much there is to do. So yes. I realize my life purpose and I want to help other people do the same and help companies where people can thrive. I like how you said it before that I don't remember your exact words, but you know, work is really a place where people can realize their life purpose, and I want that to happen.
Yep. That's awesome right there. Give her a hand, everybody. That's awesome. See this, see what she said right there is a lesson for everybody. It's a lesson for everybody. I'm 82. I got another swing in me. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to commit to something. Okay. Now she is reminding me of Suzanne O'Connor, who got in our program. Who, when I called her one day, she went through one of the programs. She was 70. And I called her and I said, Suzanne, what's going on with you? And she said, I had a book I've been sitting on for the last 10 years, Coach, and I've done absolutely nothing with it. And I said, we can have this talk today. We can have it 5 years from today, but it ain't going to write itself. She signed up for a coaching program. She's written the book. She's getting it out to help people. She's been here to the lodge multiple times. She came and went through the Power Five with me last time, which was five people here at the lodge with me for 2 days. She says, the best thing I've ever done, Coach. 70 years old, taking action. See, here's the deal. Potential is not specific to an age. My 10-year-old daughter has potential, and my 78-year-old grandmother has potential. It is not specific to an age. John Wooden was still writing books at 99 years old, taking meetings. Okay, so what has to happen is we have to activate that potential. So think of potential as kinetic energy that is stored until activated. That's why the word activate, I have such a fondness for the word activate, because it literally means to initiate something. It's like I was dead and now I'm alive. I was walking through life and now I'm running through life. So this is why the word activate is really why I wrote the book, Flip the Switch, is because if I can show you my methods on how to activate this drive over and over and over and over again for years. Okay. Number one question I get asked, Elena, is how do I stay so motivated? And you know what I tell them? Big because goals. I got a long way to go and a short time to get there. And I use these methods to get me into motion. And then it's like, I'm so glad I did this, man. I'm so glad I took action here because good things are happening now. Opportunity follows movement. Opportunity follows circulation. Opportunity never follows stagnation. So if you want more opportunity, we got to get you into action. Okay. Now, I'm calling this the Go Pro section. I'm calling this the decision section. Probably most important section we're going to talk about all day today is this part right here, because this is where we got 250 people on here. We got a nice audience here. This is where we're going to make a decision. And we're going to leave our amateur desires behind. And we're going to go pro. And once we go pro, we're never looking back. Okay. We're going to cut something away. We're going to kill something off. We're going to make a decision. We're going to get into movement. Just like Marceline just said. Okay. And if we don't use that testimonial, then shame on us. Good for her. I'm so proud of her. So here's what we've covered so far today. Okay. Let's look at what we've covered. And I want you to get this. It's good to be motivated. But motivation can go away very quickly. Everybody see that? It's good to get motivated. But what I find is that without a structure, without a process, without a coach, I call it cotton candy. Do you know how many people I've spoken to, they come up to me and say, good speech, coach. Good speech. That was good. That was a good speech. Feel motivated. Feel good about that. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Okay. And then I'm like, okay, so it's a good speech. What's next? Because I'm going to leave. And it's going to be you. What if you were with me for a period of time? What if I poured into you over a cycle of time? What if I gave you my knowledge and my skill, my desire, my confidence, just like I get it from other people? See, motivation is not a strategy for success. Motivate to move, inspire, breathe life into. So when you think about this, what we're really covering today is that we need something more than motivation. People ask me this book, what's different about it? Here's what I say. This is called Vuja De. You ever heard of deja vu? It's where you've heard something again and again and again and again. Vuja De is where you bring a fresh perspective to an old way of thinking. So I am calling out motivation. I'm saying that ain't enough. You need more than motivation. What you really need to learn is how do I activate my prey drive daily? Because when you activate your prey drive daily, you stay in a rejuvenated state versus a burnout state. You have steam in the engine. You can go for long cycles of time. You can fight through your fatigue. You can use these negative things that happen in life, these knockdowns of life, as fuel. Fear becomes your friend. Rejection becomes your motivator. People who don't believe in you, thank you, I owe you. See, now I'm teaching you to think different about prey drive activation. I'm teaching you how to use negative emotions to activate the prey drive. We go to bed tired. We wake up hungry. It all goes to zero at midnight. There comes a time when winter asks what I did all spring and summer. It's going to be a fight, RJ, but I'm going to find a way to win. That's the mindset we got to have, okay? So this is what we've covered so far. We've covered these big concepts about getting into this. Now, here's the third piece. Activating your prey drive daily. Activating your prey drive daily leads to exponentially greater results. How many people believe that? Okay. We just bought a software. I didn't even tell Caleb this. So Caleb, you're finding out right now, that allows me to send a message directly to your phone from me every morning for my students. It allows me to pour into their life every day. Because I had this big revelation the other day. One of the greatest things God gave me was my voice and my coaching ability. And I want to be able to drive it straight to somebody every morning where they woke up and I'm not motivated. And boom, coach said, man, I got to get in the game. And sometimes hearing it, and I'm like, this is a new thing I want to do for our coaching students, is I want to deliver something right to them every single morning directly from me, like I was in the locker room. When I went in at halftime and the player's like, man, I don't think you could do this, man. I got you. I believe in you. Okay. I want to deliver a message to people every single morning because this is what I believe. Activating your prayer drive daily leads to exponentially greater results. I woke up tired and I got my prayer drive activated and I went into battle. That increases my probability. Okay. I believe when your prayer drive is activated, life becomes better and easier. Right, Tony? It becomes better and it becomes easier. How many of you have struggled with the guilt of inconsistency? And you're like, man, I just can't figure out why I'm so inconsistent. It's like I'm great one day and I'm average one day and I'm on board one day and I'm on fire one day and I'm out one day. See, this is a missing structure. And environment changes that. Structure changes that. Coaching changes that. I have expectations of people. Show up, we grow up, we deliver, we don't whine, we don't complain, we don't make excuses. I guarantee you, Angela Baker, if she's having a bad day, can hear me in her brain. It's like I'm living there. And I can say, Angela, let's go. Let's do this. You got this. Let's follow up with somebody. Angela, when in doubt, take an action. Angela, go for the close right here. Angela, activate the killer instinct in you. See, she can hear me because I'm living right there because she's with me so much every single week. I'm with her. And it's like coach is like, hey, we're in the locker room right now, Angela. You're going to get this deal. You're going to close these deals. Let's go do this. Hey, I've got some doubt. No, you don't. You're a pro. You got this. Okay. You're the best at what you do. Now be the best. And the best part is I have learned how to do this every day. If there's anything I've learned by writing this book, it is available to us. We don't have to be inconsistent. We don't have to live lives of quiet desperation. We don't have to play below our limits. We don't have to live like that. My wife came to me at the end of last year and she said, I want to level up. And she said, I want to get in a coaching program. I want to be coached by one of the top women in the world. She said, it's a $25,000 investment for me to go do this. And before she got it out of her mouth, I said, go do it. This is awesome. You want to be coached? You want to play at another level? I'm 100% for it. That's going to get you to another level. She's like, man, I need to be in this program to get to it. I'm like, go do it. And I watch her every week show up. I watch her every week be on the Zooms. I watch her confidence get higher. She started a women's event. She's starting to have here at the lodge. She said, I want to start a women's event. I want to do women's groups. I want to start doing this. I'm watching her expand. What greater joy for a husband than to watch his wife step into her potential? And it all started with a simple decision she made. I need to skill up. It's time for me. We've got three kids. It's time for me to play up now. Okay. We're going to get these kids raised. I have dreams. I have goals. I have potential. I'm like, go for it, girl. Let's do it. I'm proud of you. Okay. This is what I want to see. This is commitment right here. Okay. So this is what we've covered so far today. So we've covered a lot. But the truth of the whole thing is, in my opinion, we've barely scratched the surface on this. So here's my fundamental belief. Spending a day with me is good. It's called exposure. You are exposed to a way of thinking, a thought philosophy. It's like me going and seeing Covey in Boston, Massachusetts when I was 25 years old. And then me spending the next X number of years studying, going, getting certified. So in my opinion, the speaking engagement opens the mind. The coaching program changes a life. It's a consistent flow of energy. Okay. And so when you're thinking about this, how many of you think today's been great so far? Raise your hand. Okay. Thank you. I'm low on confidence. I need some help here, folks. Trying to get to remarkable boldness, Tina. I'm trying to go from confidence to boldness. Okay. Once you have activated your prayer drive, okay? You have to direct that drive and energy toward your B. So once the prey drive is activated, what did I tell you earlier today? Prey activating is one part. What did I say the hardest part was? Anybody remember? Persisting with the prey drive. This is how I started the whole day off. I'm like, man, look, getting the prey drive, you can come and spend a day with me and get the prey drive activated. Keeping the prey drive persisting, which is moving towards something with an intensity, is actually the hardest part. The persistence and the intensity is part two and part three. And to be honest with you, that's where people struggle the most. So what I tell people what we need is once the prey drive is activated, now I need a system. I need a method. I need a plan. So many people is like, who do I call? What do I do? How do I do this? And it's not that they don't want to do it. They don't know how to do it. And so they need somebody to come along and go, okay, here's a direct strategy. Okay. When I left being a basketball coach, I'm scared to death. I remember walking in and retiring at 31 years old. I cried. My players cried. It's all I had ever known in my life. I was scared to death to leave. And I made a decision and I hired a coach and I started my business. And within a year of my business, here's what I said. I got the energy to go do this. I don't know how to go do it. How do I get customers? Who do I follow up with, right? What carried me financially is the question in the room was what carried me through financially is I knew if I got in front of people, good things would happen. And so I just started speaking for free as much as I could. Rotary clubs, exchange clubs, anywhere they would have me. And business people were in those rooms. And I go speak for 30 minutes, bring good energy. And they go, man, can I hire you to be my coach? Yes, I'm available. Funny thing is, I'm available. I am for hire. And one guy walked up to me and he said, come see me tomorrow. And I went and saw him the next day. He said, I want you to help me sell houses. And he said, how much is it going to cost me? And I said, you're going to be investing about $125,000 for me to help you. And he said, let's round it to 120 and get started. Boom. I'm in. Now I went from never making more than $60,000 a year to my first deal right here. I'm making $120,000. Now I'm making $10,000 a month. And I'm like, I can do this. And when he said, let's start round 20, I thought, well, I should ask for $250,000. Like, what was I thinking? Like, I didn't. So what I figured out a year into my business was I need a system of growth. Does everybody understand? I got the energy, but I don't have a system. I need a structure. I need a coach. And so I went to a business training and I started hiring a coach. And the coach said, this is how you go get business. And he gave me all these strategies. And from those strategies, I began developing a system that I would go on to call my monster producer method. It is a method of acquisition, a method of business. And so what I begin to do is I begin saying, once I got to $100,000 of business, I'm like, how do I double this? So I was at 120 with him. Then I went and got another one. Next thing you know, my company's doing about $500,000 a year in revenue quickly. And I'm like, all right, how do I double it? And I got in a coaching program that focused on 10 times growth. Everything was structural. It wasn't just work harder. It wasn't just call more people. It was like, do this, do this, do this. I'm like, okay. I went back and started doing it. But guess where I went there first? In my mind. So I sign up for the coaching program. I get involved in the program. I'm investing in myself and I'm learning these methods. And then so as I've been coaching over the last couple of years, some of my best clients are coming to me going, okay, how can I double my revenue? Okay. This is how we need to be thinking. How do I double my production? See, right now we're in what some people would consider a harder time to sell, but I would tell you with the right coach, it ain't a harder time to sell. Your thinking's all wrong. I have not lowered my sales goals one bit in this economy. Everybody with me? I haven't said, no, let's lower our goals, because I know a method, and that's called a cash confidence. And cash confidence is a knowing that if you have a certain knowledge, a certain skill, a certain attitude, a certain habit, and that skill solves a problem, there will always be ways to make money. You could drop me off in Arlington, Virginia. You could drop me off in Plano, Texas. You could drop me off in Long Beach, California with nothing and say, go find problems to solve. You with me? And I could use my knowledge, my skill, my attitudes, my habits, go solve problems and generate money. As long as you have this confidence in the system, then it doesn't matter what you do for a living. You can produce revenue. And I started going, how do I double this? How do I triple this? How many of you have doubled or tripled your business at some point? Raise your hand, please. How many of you actually know that it's possible to 10 times your revenue? How many of you believe that? See, my first job was $199 a year, $199 a year, $200 a year. That's how much I made. Then I made $2,000. Then I made $24,000. Then I started going, okay, I'm doubling here. I'm 10X in my income. This is possible. This first step, it's possible. So my clients started coming to me going, Coach, how do I double? How do I double my revenue? And so what I did is I went to work on creating a plan and a method, because that's really what you're investing in when you invest, is like you have a plan, you have a method. Now, how do I learn that method? How do I execute that method? How do I add structure and accountability to the method so that we can help you play at a higher frequency? Okay. And what I found when I started developing this method was that it was incredibly valuable. I could use it in a restaurant. I could use it in a heating and cooling company. I could use it for real estate agents. I could use it for insurance people. I could use it for health coaches. I could use it for, right? I could use it for everybody. With me? Including you, sir. I could use it for everybody and I could get results. And many times I would tell people, if you will follow this plan, I have seen people get as much as a 30 to 43% increase in a one-year cycle. I've seen people get a 1,500% increase, but I don't say that because people don't believe me. I could show you people that came in, exploded because of the plan. So regardless of the industry, I started going, what are the steps to accelerate something? How do I activate them? How do I get them structured? And I started building kind of this 8-step process. So my question for you guys is, who would like to see my method for building this? Okay. I don't know. Caleb, I don't know about this group online. They don't seem to want to see this. Okay. Who raise your hand if you'd like to see my method for building millions of dollars. Okay. All right, good. Now we go. Now we got them involved here. Okay. So drop ready if you're in the chat, because I can't hear you and I can't talk to you. Drop ready. I'm going to just walk out of there and just reach out and touch you, okay? See, if you're ready to see a thing that's helped me produce, I'm going to say this has helped me produce probably, I'm going to say somewhere between $30 to $50 million over the last X number of years. It's a plan that's helped me purchase over $25 million of real estate personally. I was a high school basketball coach, never making more than $25,000 a year, many years. And then when I got into the business world, I'm like, all right, I need a game plan, because I was a basketball coach and we had a plan and we had strategies and we had. And then so I started developing kind of an 8-point plan. And we're going to call that plan my Monster Producer Method. It's a method. Okay. And that's what I'm going to be breaking down right here, is a method. Okay. Who thinks if I help install a method in you? Now, I'm going to tell you something happened to me. Many years ago, a bank hired me to come in and help them to grow 10,000 bank accounts. Okay. 10,000 new accounts in a one-year cycle. They'd never opened more than 6,500 accounts. That represented a 43% increase if I did it. Came in, implemented a plan. Plan grew to 10,645 new customers in a one-year cycle. Let me say that again. 10,645 new customers in a one-year cycle, 43% increase in sales. The next year, they did 10,000 again. The next year, they did 10,000 again. Then they did 12,000. I called the CEO of the bank one day and I said, how much money have you generated from the method that I put in many years ago. And he said about $20 million. And I said, $20 million? And I said, and you only paid me like $150,000? He said, yeah, that's back when you were real cheap, coach. And I'm like, I helped you make $20 million? And you gave me that? And he said, yep. He said, you got to get better at negotiating. Taught me a valuable lesson. This is the method that I use with them. 500 people, 43 locations. I put 30,000 miles on my car that year, going from bank to bank to bank, instilling this method. And in 1 year, it grew their sales by 43%. That has produced $20 million of income over the last X number of years. And then I replicated it. Real estate, insurance, mortgage, title, business, auctioneers, right? Help them pesky auctioneers grow. So here is the method. Number one, first thing I got to do with you is I got to show you and teach you how to become the person who believes doubling their production is possible. You know, the first thing I see people miss, they don't believe it. They don't believe it's possible for them. What did I tell you? I said from 20 to 25, I'll be a good coach, but I'll never be a championship coach. I'll be a good author, but I'll never be a Wall Street Journal bestselling author. I started this business. I said, man, I can make some money, but I'll never be a multi. Here's what I told myself. I could be a single digit millionaire between 1 and 10 million, but I'll never be a double digit millionaire. See what I was telling myself? All of that had to change. First thing I got to do is I got to show you how to become a person who expects to double their production. And you know where I start? Identity. How do you see you? How do you talk to you? I'll be a good real estate agent, but I'll never be one of the top agents in the country. I'll be a good health coach, but I could never make the kind of money those top health coaches make because they have something I don't have. See, this is identity problem. The way you see yourself. So my first step is I got to go to work on how you talk to you. And I've spent a lot of time studying the top psychologists in the world, the top confidence builders in the world. And what I want to do is establish two things. Confidence, which is a memory of success. But I want to move you to remarkable boldness. And I'm going to write a book on remarkable boldness at some point in the future. Because that's where it's at, folks. It's not just in being confident. It is in moving to remarkable boldness. I want to rid you. Now, let me ask you a question. If I could do this one thing for you, would it be worth it? If I could rid you of doubt, fear, and insecurity. If I could remove that from you, how valuable would that be? See, think about that. If I could change your mind about these things, you may have fear, but you would utilize that fear in a different way. Okay. Number two, once I show you how to become the person, then I want to show you how to explain your value. See, I'm working with the number one mega icon team in the country with EXP, the real estate company. The number one mega icon producing team in the country hired me to come in and teach them how to explain their value because they're in the retraction business. I'm teaching them how to attract people to them. First thing I said is you got to learn to explain your value better. Here's a question I ask. Do you have incredible value? Yes, I do. Do you think you do a good job of explaining that to people? No, we do not. I put them through a six-step framework to redefine how they explain their unique value. And what I want to do is I want to position you as an expert. I believe everybody needs a coach in life. I believe a good coach can change your life. I believe those that have a coach earn 3 and 4 times the amount of money than those that don't have a coach. I believe people who are better trained produce at a much higher frequency. So look at how clear I am in what I believe. I believe in being a person of interest in the world because when you're a person of interest, people are attracted to you. I believe in going 7 to 15 touches in the follow-up. I believe when a man asks you to go 1 mile, you go 2. See, I'm clear. Now, what I do is I go and I share that. Videos, webinars, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. What happens is people come toward me. If you saw how many Instagram messages I get in a day from people, hey, I want to do something with you. Hey, I want to work with you. Hey, I want to do this. When can I get to the lodge? This explanation of value, if everybody got better at this one thing, it would drastically improve your close ratios, drastically improve your confidence, drastically improve. What if I told you that you would know within 15 seconds if you should actually follow up with someone? See, I explain my value to people and then I look at their response. What am I looking for? Hungry, humble, teachable. And if they're hungry, I'm like, step over here, let's go. If they're not, step over there. Navy SEALs, baby SEALs. Okay. So number two, I said, look, we got to get good explainer value. Number one, I got to work on your identity. I got to work your identity. Number two, I got to teach you how to explain your value. Then I said, number three, I got to help you generate leads. How many of you have a leads problem? You do not have enough leads. Raise your hand, please. See, a lot of people, number one thing they say to me is like, I do not have enough people to call on. I don't have enough qualified leads. I wrote a whole book on this called Legacy Selling. And it is a system of actions and movements and circulations. See, what I would show you is how we generate 3,000 plus leads every 90 days. How many methods are we using? How many strategies are we using? How many tactics are we using? What if I told you a lot of it was pure sweat equity? It wasn't because I'm spending a fortune on ads. It's not because I'm spending money to be on radio or television. What if I told you it was good old-fashioned sweat equity? What if I told you it was picking up the phone and talking to people? What if I told you it was doing events like this where I just give my talents? What if I would tell you that, man, you can go out and get business and you don't need to spend fortunes on marketing advertising? I could show you how to get leads step by step. So then I said, like, look, got to get leads, which leads to the legacy selling system. So you hear me talk about every day, we got to have a help list. We got to have a farm club. We got to have a red zone. We got to have a top 25. What are our level 10 opportunities? Who are our Blue Marlins? Who's in the farm club? Who do we need to be engaging with? Who are our strategic partners? See, what I noticed right out of the gate is I asked that bank a simple question. How do you get customers? You know what they told me? That's a good question. How do we get customers? What if I told you I've coached $2 billion companies that didn't have a customer acquisition plan? What if I told you I've coached people that didn't have a seven-touch follow-up plan? See, I got to teach you step, step, circulate, move, action. Money follows energy. Money follows movement. Money follows circulation. I got to teach you how to circulate. This is what I got to teach you. This is what I call the legacy selling system. These are four parts of my method. Number one, we go to work on identity. Number two, we teach you how to explain your value. World-class way, six-step framework. Number three, we show you how to generate leads. If we just help you do that one thing, generate leads, would it be valuable? If I just said, this is how to generate 3,000 leads for your business. This is exactly how I can do it. Number four, once we generate the leads, guess what we got to do? We got to convert those leads. Now, I was on the phone with top real estate agents all day on, what is today, Wednesday, Tuesday, in follow-up. These are actually people spending a lot of money on radio and television. They saw me speak at a radio and television conference. They said, we're spending money. We're driving leads. We do not have a leads problem. Guess what kind of problem we got? We got a closing problem. Here's the word that's really popular in real estate right now, conversion problem. The word convert means to take something and turn it into something else. I convert interest into action. I convert a lead into a client. I have developed seven conversion techniques that teach people exactly what to say to get a person to take an action. This one thing right here is so critical to the equation. And without sounding salesy. For all the people who struggle with that, with like, I don't want to be salesy, I don't want to do this. What I show you is, look, money changes hands when problems are solved. What I teach you how to do is follow up. I was coaching someone yesterday at a digital company. She said, I'm following up with people, but none of them are converting. I said, tell me what you say to them. She said, well, I say, you know, do you have any questions? And, you know, have you seen the proposal? And I said, no, ma'am. What you follow up and say is, here's the top three strategies we're going to use to help you achieve your goals. Let me send you exactly what I did with another client to help them be successful. Let me help you make a decision to solve your problem. Here's what she said. I've never thought about follow-up like that. See, she's going the distance in the follow-up. She don't have the method. Without the method, she don't close the deals. So the CEO of the company called me and said, hey, will you help her? She's got the prey drive. She doesn't have the structure. There is an art and science to follow-up. Would you agree? It's very important that you can't miss this because it's part of the method. I don't care if you got 3,000 leads if you can't close them. The word close means to bring something to an end. This is a skill that we got to get better at, which leads me to my million-dollar follow-up method. I wrote a book on this. I wrote a book for real estate agents called Million Dollar Follow-Up for Real Estate Agents with Jay Kinder and Al Stasek, two of the top real estate agents in the world. Jay Kinder, when he was working with Coldwell Banker, did over 500 transactions, the number one Coldwell Banker agent in the country. He then went to eXp, became one of the top leaders in the company, hired me to be his personal coach. And I worked with them for 2 years. Then he wanted me to work with his team. Okay. And then he came back to me and said, can we write a book together called Million Dollar Follow-Up for Real Estate Agents? I said, absolutely. Let's take it and make it about real estate. So when you think about, is it the same in insurance? Yes or no? Is it the same in heating and cooling? Is it the same in direct selling? Everybody needs to be followed up with because objects at rest stay at rest unless acted on by an outside force. Young man over here said he was in commercial real estate. What's the first thing I told you? Answer the phone and call people back. Susan, do you know how many commercial real estate deals I've called on where the agent never called me back? I'm interested in buying this real estate. Never get a call back. I called an agent 7 times once. Then one morning I was leaving the gym at 6 a.m. and I called him. I left him a voicemail. Here's what the voicemail said. Are you okay? I'm really worried about you. I've called you 6 times and I haven't heard from you. Is everything okay? He called me back that day. I said, are you trying to sell that property just out of curiosity? Is that your name on that sign? Trying to sell that property? It's a big $2 million property, right? Yes, sir. I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hard are you working to sell that property? I've been following up with you. You ain't followed up with me. And you're the one making the commission. So tell you what, I'll buy the deal, keep the commission. How about that? $1 million follow-up. Okay? This is a method. It's actually a proprietary method I've developed over the last 10 years that gets people to take action. How many of you have insurance people that you like to follow up better? They were interested, but they didn't buy. They were busy. They're at the kids' baseball game. They got to talk to their husband or wife. Timing's not right. What's funny is one of our clients on here, Rob Challenger, who's a great dude, told me the first time I called him, what he said to me is, I've already got a coach. I don't know if this will be something that'd be for me. And I asked him just a few questions. Tell me specifically what that coach is coaching you on. What are your real goals? And what if I was qualified to help you reach those goals? Would you be open to having two coaches? See, in the first minute, he said, I'm only doing this as a favor to my friend talking to you as a courtesy. Right out of the gate, I'm not going to do this. I'm just going to talk to you because my buddy said I should. And I said, I understand. Tell me what you're trying to do and let me tell you if I can help you. And I'll be straight up with you. And if I think I can help you, I'd love to work with you. If I don't think I can, what specifically is your coach coaching you on? And what if I told you I had 2 or 3 coaches right now and they each coach me on something different? And I'm going to be coaching you on something very specific. And within 2 days, he signed up for the program. And I'm glad he did. And I believe at the end, he'll be glad he did. Everybody with me there? See, now how many of you, Jim Cripps, you've seen people, as soon as somebody said that, And an inexperienced person would have been, okay, you know, it's okay then. Just go ahead and keep using who you got. Right? I would be doing him a disservice if I didn't fight for that deal. I can't help him until he commits to something with me. Right, Rob? I can't be there for Rob and get him to A from A to B until. See, I fight for leads. I fight for opportunity. I believe in what I'm doing. I got to teach you how to have that kind of prey drive. That is my million-dollar method. I'm going to follow up 7 to 15 touches, and I'm going to see it through to its conclusion. I was calling a person this morning, and I said, I haven't heard back from you. I've called you 4 times. I've left you 4 messages. I do not believe in chasing people. But I can't sleep at night knowing that how much I can help you, and I can't get you to do this. And a woman the other night said, why are you fighting so hard for me, Coach? I said, because I can't help you till you do something with me. And I really believe you'll be glad you did at some point in the future. She said, I'm in. Sign me up right now. Here's what she said. I've never had somebody fight for me like this. You got to fight for the leads in your system. You got to fight for the business you got, folks. Now, once we get through the million-dollar follow-up method, okay, once you get through the million-dollar follow-up method, now we got to get you into how do we double your production. Okay. How do we double your production through this method that I'm teaching you? Identity, explanation of value, generation of leads, multiple strategies to generate leads, closing technique and confidence, follow up and fighting for people in their lives. Then what we got to show you is this. I'm reading a little book right now called U Squared, and it was given to me by one of our certified coaches. And in that book, he makes an argument in what's called quantum leap thinking. Here's how we're taught. Everything's incremental. You got to do step 1, and you got to do step 2, and you got to do step 3, and it's a long, miserable process. And in this book, he's making an argument that you actually can jump significantly. See, there's a new book out there called 10 times is easier than 2 times. You can 2 times your business by working harder, but you can't 10 times it by working harder. What I try to do is say, let's double your productivity without doubling your effort. Is that possible? Let's double how productive you are. See, I can do 35 to 45 things in a day and produce X number of sales in half the amount of time because I've got a strategy. And there's no confusion. There's no randomness. So when I wake up in the morning, it's like I'm trying to get to A to B. I've got high value activity. There's a difference between high value activity and low value activity. Low value activity is activity that doesn't move me toward my goals. High value activity. So what if I told you on a 10 minute ride into work in the morning, or 15 minutes, or when I go to Nashville an hour, I could touch 10, 15 people and get people to take an action. Everybody with me? See, I can double my productivity without doubling my effort. So how do you 2 times the business without working harder? Because that's what we're taught. You got to work harder. See, I didn't win a championship by working harder, by the way. I won a championship by thinking different. That was a strategy piece. Now, look at these things here. Who thinks if I helped you install? Listen to the word I'm using here. Who thinks if I helped you install these things, okay, that this would help you double or triple your business? Raise your hand, please, if you had a system or structure like this. And in the room, you can raise your hand in here too. Don't be scared. Okay. Don't be scared of me. I'm not going to hurt you. Okay. I'm not going to bite you. There's one more that I got to show you. Here's what I hear a lot. Got to scale my business. How many of y'all said that at some point? Got to scale my business. What does scaling really mean? What if I told you scaling was taking a meeting with 500 people versus 1 person? Is that scaling? See, right now, there's one of me, 1,300 people signed up for this today. I'm taking a meeting right now with 200 and X number of people, 241 people on here, X number of people in the room. That's scaling something. I'm at a conference in Riviera Maya, Mexico. I'm talking to a big time dude. I'm thinking small. How many of you ever thought small before? And it took one conversation with one person. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, man, I'm going to go back. I'm so motivated. I'm so inspired. I'm going to go back and I'm going to dominate Nashville. I'm going to dominate my home city. I'm going to go back to Nashville. And I'm going to dominate. Here's what he said to me. You think it's too small. He said, I want you to go back. Listen to the words. And I want you to dominate planet Earth. Your market is not Nashville. Your market is planet Earth. He said, go back and figure out how to sell your services to everybody on the planet. Do you know today we have customers in Dubai? We have no telling how many people in other countries. That one statement to me got me thinking, how do I scale this? How do I put a system in place? So we went to online. We started live streaming everything. We started putting all our stuff on YouTube. We started. So I'm like, okay, how do I go? Because in the old days, I coach locally. We get 100 people. They come to my events. I'd sit here and coach all day long with 100 people. And I go, man, it's a good day. Pack the room out. Then this one statement is like, scale this. We put our programs online. We started thinking, how do we coach people anywhere in the world? Pandemic happened. Zoom happened. Then we started doing virtual summits. So you can't see what I can see, but I can see every one of you. I'm looking at TV screens. I can see every single face here. I can see when you're engaged. I can see when you're right there paying attention. I can see when Jim Cripps is giving me high fives and thumbs up right here. See, I can see you. It's almost as if you're right here at this lodge with me. It's just like it, only a little different. Yes or no? See, it's like you're with me. I can get 500 people here at the lodge. So for you, who thinks if I installed or instilled these 8 concepts with you that you would significantly double your production? How many of you think you would double your production? And just out of show of hands, I don't know if y'all could see each other. How many of you have been in my programs and doubled your production since you've been with me? See, look at all the hands up of all the people who have doubled their production just by me coaching them and them doing what we teach them to do. So this is the way I really see this, guys. In life, we got 2 options. We got 2 options, okay? You better know what option A is. What is option A? Option A is take what you've learned today with me. Say, hey, it's a great day with Coach. I like him. He's real folksy. Tim Story calls me folksy. He's like, people in Hollywood love you because you're folksy, Coach. Okay? You could take what you've learned today and you could try this on your own. That's an option. It's going to take you twice as long. It's going to cost you twice as much. It's going to take huge time and money investments while you're testing out what works and what does not work. That is one option. How many of you tried the hard way before? Okay, my buddy Brad Lee wrote a book called Lessons Learned the Hard Way so you don't have to. It was all the mistakes and screw-ups he made in life so you didn't have to make them. The hard way. The easy way is option 2. And option 2 is let me, somebody who's coached people for 31 years, walk you through the entire process. Speed up. How many of you think a good coach accelerates? My wife for Christmas bought me one of those accelerated bicycles that has a motor in it. And I thought, this is awesome, man. I'm going to ride around on that bike. Guess what I figured out? It does not, the motor doesn't work until you pedal. But when you pedal, you know what happens? You can go twice as fast in half the time. What used to take me 30 minutes to ride, 4, 5, 10 miles, takes me 15 minutes now. I'm still burning calories. I'm still putting the work in. It accelerates. And every time I ride, I think this is what a coach does. A coach speeds up the cycle, helps you avoid the pitfalls, guides you towards success. That's why a coach is there. Because they are the best at what they do. So who would like to see how I can help you double your production? Are we there? Are we interested or not interested? Are we interested in our potential? Mark Schaefer, are they interested or not interested? They're interested, okay? They're very interested, Mark Schaefer said, okay? They're very interested, okay? So when you think about this, when I put this together, if you're interested in seeing it, and I think you are, or you wouldn't be here today, what I want to show you is what I'm calling my sales accelerator. My sales accelerator. And this is an 8-week fast track to double your production. Now, simple question. How many of you think spending 8 weeks with me, your life would be better off? How many think you would be more motivated? How many think you would produce at a higher level if I were personally coaching you? Aaron Kressler's been in my lodge. He can tell you how motivated he is when he leaves with me. Okay? If you think that spending 8 weeks with me coaching you week by week through this method would help you accelerate towards your path, then just say, man, I agree. It will accelerate my path. Okay? So no doubt, no question about it. Agreed. I like that little purple emoji right there. Raise their hand. Okay? Interested. Very interested. See? Look at all these people that are interested, because with a good coach, you're going to go further, faster. So let me show you what this accelerator looks like, guys. Okay. Because I know you're interested and I know I want to help you. This is an 8-week group coaching curriculum. It is personally coached by me. You don't sign up to get me and then get somebody else, because I see a lot of coaching programs that do that. You sign up to get Coach Burt and you get Coach Kurt. Coach Kurt ain't as good as Coach Burt is. Okay. And Coach Kurt didn't write the books. Coach Burt did. Okay. So in my programs, you are going to get me for 8 weeks coaching you. We're calling it 8-week coaching accelerator. Okay. And when you think about this accelerator, okay, look at what we're going to cover over these 8 weeks. Step by step. This is your curriculum. Week one, identity. Week two, explanation of value. Week three, lead generation. Week four, entire selling system. Week five, closing and confidence. Week six, $1 million follow-up method. Week seven, double your production, double your productivity without doubling your time. Week eight, systemization and scaling. How do we scale this? One idea, one concept, one coaching session could produce everything for you. It could change everything. I went to a coaching session on Saturday with another author, and he gave me one idea. Totally change how I do something in my business that I think will increase the velocity of my speaking engagements by 3 or 4 times each engagement. Just sitting in the audience, I'm like, boom. Good. Come back and told my team. I was sitting with the guy last week and he said, man, you need a pop-up on your website to capture all those leads. Give them something when they go to your website. Boom, pop up, give them something, capture the data. I'm like, that's genius, man. Why am I not doing that? One idea could change everything for you. These are what some of the people in the program have said. Okay, look at that first one. In the first few months, starting to get amazing results. My team started closing business without me. Isn't that incredible? That's Amanda Abella, got into her coaching program. Then this is one of my top real estate agents that we work with. Guys, he was doing 35 transactions when I started coaching him. Last year, he did 209 transactions. He went from making $50,000 a year to $50,000 a month and somehow figured out how to get a pretty wife in the equation. It's amazing what happens when you start producing, folks. Got a new house, got a better car, and got a pretty wife. Okay? Now, that's not guaranteed in the program, but I am telling you that when you start producing, all kinds of people are going to start coming towards you, okay? So these are kind of the results that we get, all right? So here's what all we got. I'm going to show you and break it down. Number one, 8-week group coaching with me personally. Number two, this is where it gets good. You're going to come and spend one day with me at my Tactical Connection Bootcamp. And you can do this in person or you can do it virtually. This is where I go deep into the selling system. Now, raise your hand if you've ever been to the lodge with me. I have a beautiful 8,000 square foot lodge. You're seeing me stand in it right now. I'm in the living room. I got a 54 person training room upstairs. I've had as many as 150 people here at my conferences. It is amazing. Okay. It sits on 25 acres. I promise the yard will be mowed when you come. Okay. It'll be beautiful. And here's more importantly, you know what it's like spending a day face to face, eyeball to eyeball with me in an intimate setting? See, we got a woman here who's been watching me on Zoom for the last year, and she came all the way from Canada. And I guarantee you, she's going to say it's 100 times better in person than it is via Zoom. Josh is here today, who's seen me on camera for the last 8 weeks in a coaching program. Here's the first thing he said: I'm telling my wife right now how incredible it is being here in person with you, because the energy, because the mindset, because the attitude, because the prey drive. So Tactical Connection is a boot camp I created because I believe these things have to go together. I believe you got to have tactic, and I believe you got to learn to connect to people. Would you agree? Okay. I have been coached by one of the top connection coaches in the world for 6 months. And I thought I was good at connection until I got coaching. Now, guess what happened to my sales numbers when I got better at connection? Guess what happened? And I kept asking my team, what's going on? What's happening here? And they kept saying the same thing. You're connecting with people at an all new level. You've learned how to be vulnerable. You've learned how to tell stories. You've learned how to connect to people's hearts and spirits. And it was all because I combine tactic and connection. So it's a one-day live boot camp. You get to come over the next year. If you can't come on the day we're doing it, we'll just put you in one in the future. You'll have up to 1 year to get in a boot camp with me here at the lodge. If you can't come when we do Tactical Connection, we're going to do the replay. So we'll live stream it. So if you're somewhere in the world you can't come, you would get to come there. This is what it looks like. See, right now you're seeing me do that Zoom. Look at all those cameras. That's what I'm looking at when I'm looking at your faces. That's what my lodge looks like when it's full right there. And we did that downstairs. There's a training room upstairs you're not seeing in the picture, 54-person training room. I bought this lodge in 2017, literally one of the best decisions my wife and I have ever made, because we love coaching people here. My wife makes the food. Isn't that cool? See, my wife made the food today. She handles the hospitality and I handle the coaching. Okay, and that's called intentional congruence, where we do it together. We pour into people's hearts and we absolutely love it. So you join me in person or virtual. So now I got two things. I got 8 weeks coached by me. I got 1 day at the lodge with me. Okay. Then I've got a private client community. We're going to put you in a private client community. They say many times, and I saw this through one of my last programs I did, is that there's not only value in the coaching. How much value is there in being a part of a network where people believe in you, people support you, you fight for each other? So we're going to create a private community specifically for you that are part of my programs, where you can support each other, turn your homework in, encourage each other. And I watch that every single week. I look in there, I put videos in there, and I sit there and I make sure that you are engaging, because this is very important. I want you to get the most out of this program, and one connection could change everything for you. So now I got an 8-week program. I got 1 day Tactical Connection boot camp. I got a private client community. And when we started this, we said, you know, what is a program like this worth? And if I helped you double or triple your income, what would it be worth to you? I was doing a thing yesterday and I asked the person, I said, if I helped you sell 2 more houses, if I helped you get 5 more insurance deals, if I helped you think bigger, what would that be worth to you? And they said, oh, coach, it would be worth a lot. And I said, okay. So when we started this, we said, you know, what if it was a $10,000 program, $99.94? And I said, well, people are on hard times. Would it be reasonable that if you invested $99.94 to get all the tools and skills you needed, that you could double your production in 2023? And I went back to investing $14,000 for 3 hours with Rory Vaden. 3 hours, I learn how to sell 10,000 books. I generate 10,000 leads. I generate maybe $250,000 more dollars. And I go, 14,000 was nothing to generate $250,000. Yes or no? It's worth nothing. It's a small investment to generate that kind of income. So for you, then I started going, okay, what if you don't have to invest that much? What if I said we take the $99.94 and we cut it in half and made it $49.97? Now, how many people think that'd be a good deal if we cut it in half and made it $49.97? Raise your hand if you think that would be a good deal to spend 8 weeks with me, come to my lodge, be in a private client community, and you go, hey, I would do it for that. 10,000 scares me a little bit. 5,000, I would definitely do it at half the price. I see Brittany Grant right there. And then I go, you know what? I got a good heart for people. Caleb. It's game time, baby. Let's not do it at 49.97. What if we did half of that? And what if we said they could spend 8 weeks with me, they can get a private client community, they can come to my lodge and spend one day with me on Tactical Connection. I can teach them the Monster Producer Method, which is those eight parts over an 8 week cycle, coached personally by me. And what if we did it at 24.97? How many of you think we're getting in a range that you think you could absorb? Raise your hand, please, if you think you could absorb that. Okay. Now, then what if I said it's 24.97, or some of you are like, man, if I could just put it into payments. And I said, tell you what we'll do. We'll do three payments of $1,000 if you're interested in doing it. And I said, okay, let's make it worth their while. Okay. Plus, if we do all of this stuff, listen, this is getting good, folks, because now I'm starting to have some fun. Then I said, what if they take action by midnight tonight and we gave them a bonus package? And the bonus package included 6 months in my Monster Producer coaching program, which if you went to my website right now, is $2,000 for 6 months, just for that one thing. Weekly coaching with me. Six big structures I coach on how to grow a business. Every single week, coached by me, private client community, video on Sunday, replays, access to all the replays. And I said, okay, people that take action, we're going to give them 6 months of the coaching program. Boom, done. Then what if I said I'm going to give them 6 months in my online academy? So they get the coaching program, plus they get access to all of my videos, all of my coaching sessions, all of my replays, all of my boot camps. Now we're getting into some serious, serious value. So much so that my computer almost blew up on me right there. Thank you, Adobe. All right, so now what if we got into that and we gave you all of those things? Okay, and I'm going to get out of this and come back into it. What if we gave you all of those things, plus we gave you, I'm going to keep going right here. So if you can just put the screen on me, I'm going to keep going because I'm a pro. And what if we gave you not only those things, but we also gave you access to my Purpose to Profit program? What if we gave you access? That would be all the replays from Purpose to Profit. That was an incredible program we did. If you've been in Purpose to Profit, raise your hand. What an incredible program, man. Best all-time selling program I've ever had. What if we gave you Master the Stage? What if we gave you the replays of that? What if we gave you the Million Dollar Expert? All of the replays of that, which is how to go from six figures to seven figures. And what if we gave you all of that for the people who take action today on spending those 8 weeks with me, plus the one day at the lodge, plus Monster Producer, plus all of those things? Guys, I don't know how we can make it any better for you. So how many of you think that you would take this package at that rate? If you would, just say I'm in. I'd love to see who's going to take, because I want to congratulate people. Because we've got coaches who are ready to help you. We got people who are ready to go. There's I'm in. Look at that. I'm in. Keep on going, man. I'm feeling good right here. Come on. Come on. Raylan, Kim, look at all these people. Give them a hand, too, for taking action. Let's move you from very tempting to I'm in. Ariel, come on. I'm working too hard here, Ariel, for you to say it's tempting. Phyllis, go, Phyllis, go. Brittany, okay? I'm going to help you, Gabriel. Maria, I'm in, I'm in, I'm in. All right. This is awesome, man. Here's what I want you guys to do. Here's what I want you guys to do. They're going to post the links to take action on this package. Okay. They're going to post the links to take action in the chat box right there. Your coaches, who you've been working with, are ready and willing to help you. Now, a lot of people ask me questions like, who is this for? Man, it's for anybody who's serious about playing to their potential. It's for people who have been playing below the line. It's for people who go, you know what? I there's another level for me, man. I know I need a coach. I know I've got potential. I know I need to play at a higher frequency. I'm tired of playing at a level four when I'm capable of playing at a level 10. A question I get asked a lot is, do you guarantee results? Here's the deal. You do the work and I'll guarantee you'll get better. And I guarantee you this, I'll show up every single time. I'll give you everything I've got. We'll coach the heck out of you. We'll give you the tools that you need, and we'll just make sure that you keep winning, okay? Some people want to know, can I get two for one in? Here's what we do. We do one at full price, one at half price if you want to put two people in, whether it be you and a business partner, you would just talk to your coach about that to make sure that they get you in there. And at the end of the day, here's what I tell people. This is probably the strongest thing I could say to you right here, is I can't help you until you commit to something. Today is a good exposure, but exposure will not change your life. Being coached by me can change your life. Being coached by me can get you the results that you're looking for. Being coached by me through a method. It's not enough to have energy. It's not enough just to have prey drive. What we really need is to show you exactly step by step. This is the method I've been using over the last 10 years to build a multi-million dollar coaching company. And we show you step by step exactly the way we do it. Okay. So if you're out there and you're interested, get with the coach. Let's get you signed up. If you sign up by midnight tonight, guys, remember, you get all of those bonuses, 6 months of the coaching program. You get all of those things if you sign up by tonight. The coaching program starts in 2 weeks. So once we get you started, every single week for 8 weeks, we'll be coaching you and getting you into the program. And man, it's going to be incredible. So I'm honored for all the people who said yes, going to let me be their coach for the next 8 weeks. I'm honored to be your coach. And I promise you, I will help you. Look at that. Coach, I'm back and I'm in. Melinda Kelly, I missed you, girl. That's one of my favorite people in the world. All right. I want to thank you for a great session right there. Okay. We're going to let you speak to your coaches right now. We got an in-studio audience. We're going to let take a break. We're going to let you take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about breakthroughs. And then we're going to keep going in this system. Speak to your coach if you got a question. They've got the link for you to take action. And let's activate that prey drive. All right. Thank you. Thank you for a great session right there, guys. Let's go.